So we're going to get to him here in a minute. I'm going to get going on the intro here, though. Let's see here if I can handle this. Here we go.
Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Hey, Rob, are you there?
I am here. Good
Excellent.
Morning.
Excellent. You got a few seconds to talk, and then the music goes back in. Go for it.
Alrighty. Am I actually on the air now? Or just you and me?
You are on the air.
Well, good morning, everybody. Rob Gardner filling in for Michael Zwirling this morning on the Saturday special here at KSCO AM 1080. You can call in at 831-479-1080 or also visit us on the web at ksco.com.
Right here on KSCO Radio.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Wonderful Saturday morning. Filling in for MZ today. He is out on a little vacation, and so asked me to step in and gladly accepted. Always great to be on the radio here. This morning, want to really open it up to anyone out there. Got a few topics I'd like to talk about. Obviously, local elections are coming up all over the place. Things have heated up here in Southern California, as I'm sure they have in Northern California. I would like to talk a little bit about some of the candidates as well, if you had some thoughts, preferably positive. Would like to hear some great things about some of the candidates and why you would want to vote for them, maybe share some things that others don't know. Would also like to touch a little bit on health care reform. It's still being debated. A lot of controversy going on in Washington still. I saw a news topic last night on that caught my eye. It was about the drones that are flying over the Arizona and Mexico border. And it looks pretty interesting. Looks like it might be a new way to help in the fight of illegal immigration and people coming over the border. And then just general, open it up to any other political talk that anybody would like to talk about today. So wanted to start there, actually. The debates of politics are always interesting, and recently I've jumped in and started to have a little bit more of a voice, both here in Southern California and then on a state level as well, blogging and talking a lot about what's going on, not just within the current political realm and the elections, but also what's been going on in our country for the last 20, 40, 60, and 100 years, some of the changes we've seen in our country, and doing a lot of reading, trying to figure out, you know, what's happening, what's changed. And in doing so, as you know, typically happens when you step out, have held some great debates with some people, but as it goes, sometimes when one party cannot keep up with the debate, things kind of go sour, and by that, personal attacks, defamation of character, all that really just absolutely unnecessary stuff that happens. We'd love to hear about that's happened to anybody else and ways to combat that. I've decided to take the high road and not engage these people. It just doesn't make sense. And continue to talk about what is important to me and be involved. And hopefully other people are as well. Looks like we already have our first caller, Sean. Sean, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Hey, I heard you talk about the drones, and I'm particularly interested in that. I think that actually, there's a pilot program in Washington, D.C., where they're trying them out. And the Forest Service actually has, I believe it to be, two of them. And they're trying them out to see if they work out for drug cartel marijuana grows in the Forest Service land. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that in the future, they could fly those things a mile above everybody. You couldn't hear them, and they could basically keep track of everything. And I don't know if it scares me. My days of being a young, crazy person are over. You know, so I'm conformed now, but I think that in the future it'll be a lot harder to hijinks, I guess you'll call it.
Well, sure. And, well, we don't want Big Brother, right?
Right, I mean, of course not. But, you know, unfortunately.
So that's the tough, that's the slippery slope, right? It's how do you safeguard America and safeguard its citizens, but at the same time not infringe on their civil liberties?
Take you know, money it's out always, of it.
Pardon?
Take money out of it, I swear.
Yeah,
there
you
I know
go.
That sounds really obscure, but Fourth Amendment, that to me is a good example of money. Now, the federal government cannot invade your privacy and check you out, but a business that's doing business with you can.
True.
And the government basically, you know, arguably owns entities that are, does business with entities, so they're not actually checking you out, but they're getting the information nonetheless. And that's, I don't know if that defeats Fourth Amendment rights, but definitely seems to erode them a bit.
Yeah, you know, what caught my attention on the news story I saw last night was, you know, their capability to at least be able to have a much broader scope and visibility in the area. You know, when you're on the ground, you only have so much visibility. You can only get so far. You can only see so much. And the people who've been on the ground for the years have done a great job. But, you know, giving them this you know, bird's eye view has, in the show that I saw last night, gave them a tremendous ability to act quickly, stop these people, you know, if possible. They had one that they couldn't because they ended up getting some bad weather and some clouds, which is always going to be a problem.
Sure.
But I just thought it was interesting. I thought that it was an interesting approach. The money and the cost concern me. Those drones aren't cheap. To fly them is not cheap. The training required for those is, I'm sure, extensive and expensive. And, you know, the bottom line for me is I think it's a great direction we should look into, but I believe that maybe the government should look at a way to see if this is something the private sector can do or partner with somebody in the private sector. And let's not use – I'm never really a big fan of using just tax dollars for anything. I believe – obviously they need to provide currency and we need to provide safety for the citizens of our country and protect our borders. But to what expense and how much are people willing to spend? You know, you look at the fence and all these other things that have been done and nothing's really worked. So, you know, is this going to be another project that just becomes a bottomless pit as far as taxpayers' dollars?
Right. Well, so, I mean, if you have, if you don't mind, if you have the government say it, you know, they need to have police presence at gatherings and stuff like that to keep us safe. And I believe in that. I think that non-anarchic situations are conducive of safety, you know, but it seems to me that they'll find any way to basically say, you know, we need to charge, you need to have security that, you know, all these officers get paid over now, you know, and it's interesting to me that that factors into, you know, the general state of, you know, being. These days, they have to have security there to keep us safe.
Sure. Well, as long as they keep that security at the border and those drones aren't flying over houses and other things, you know, they don't add, you know, technology to them that allow them to, you know.
That to me is a different ballgame, though. That is strategic. You know, we're secure. We know what's going on, and you know, there's all kinds of theories I could go on about that, but more I'm saying you and I, as in people in California, in Santa Cruz, going to a rally, for example, and, you know, you have to have police presence there to keep us safe, you know, to make sure that things don't break out.
Sure.
Why is the assumption there that things are going to get crazy? Isn't it that if there's a problem, you call the police and they come to us?
Well, it's always great, you know, and whenever you get two sides together, it's always great to have a mediator, you know, in our country, in most cities where we have rallies and people gather, you know, it's obviously just natural that it's the local law enforcement there that,
sure,
that steps in to protect us and both parties, right? Make sure everybody stays level-headed and things don't get out of hand because things can get, you know, pretty emotional, especially when you talk about things that hit home with people, immigration and, you know, other things that are probably a little bit more people take a little bit more personally in their lives than just some of the other things that people debate about.
Agreed.
Sean,
well, you know, that's based on assumptions. Things hadn't happened, so why wouldn't it? That if something did, you would call the police and they would come and save you. I understand that. It's time to go. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Sean, for calling. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Next, we're going to go to Marcia. Marcia, you're on the air.
Hey, I was listening
Marshall.
To
sorry
Corey
about that.
I was listening to Corey Gold last Thursday, and out of the blue sky, someone called in about chemtrails in the sky. I don't mean to change the subject to your show, but you'll get a lot of interesting input out of this. I see it every day out my window in downtown Santa Cruz, and look up today. And all you see is blue sky. So how come, did all the planes, are there no planes flying today? Does that make sense to you? Do you know anything about contrails or chemtrails?
I'm looking it up exactly. You know, I'm actually in Southern California. It's not something that I'm fairly familiar with. I'm just looking it up real quick and educate me, please. This has something to do with airplanes coming
absolutely.
In San Francisco.
There was one plane. Just now, it just disappeared because contrails disappear. These chemtrails, I mean, and people were calling in saying, and even Corey Gold was saying, oh, I'll put on my tinfoil hat and listen to you. But come on, how come there's no chemtrails today, but there was on Thursday, and then it rained?
And so you... Your theory is that there are still chemtrails.
I think it's weather control, but how come they won't tell us? And I know for a fact, and these people are calling in, really intelligent people, saying, oh, you know, pilots, and didn't you see the World War II video and or film? And in World War II, it happened just like I just saw in the sky right now. The contrail's gone. It dissipates. They're trying to say that, oh, well, it comes out of your mufflers and breathe in your freezer and it makes steam. But it dissipates.
Help me understand what is the chemtrail? Are you thinking that these are chemicals that they're putting in the fuel, or this is just them dumping the fuel to prepare for their landings?
I have no idea, and no one does, because no one will. Oh, there's another contrail going right now. In downtown Santa Cruz, there's a contrail. That is a contrail. That's what you saw in World War II. But this stuff that they spray on certain days, it turns into clouds and turns into overcast. Look, if people in Santa Cruz, look up right now and you will see a contrail.
All right, well, Marshall, I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Let's see if other callers come in and want to speak more on it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marshall. Have a good day. All right, folks. Well, educate me. I'm not too familiar with this. I have lived on this planet for almost 40 years. I have looked up in the sky. I've seen airplanes go over, and I've seen trails behind them. I've always thought it was, them dumping fuel to prepare for landing. I've always thought that it's, the difference of them coming from higher altitudes, and the planes themselves and the wings and the fuel being freezing temperatures and then coming lower into the atmosphere. Again, I don't know too much about it. I used to fly extremely a lot and know a lot about the internals of a plane and flying a plane, but not much about this topic here. If there's others in Santa Cruz who are seeing this, who have some concerns, would like to hear about it. Maybe even touch a little bit on the conspiracy and what it actually is. Again, I'm not too familiar with it, but I do appreciate Marshall calling in and letting us know a little bit about that. We're going to go to the next caller here from Live Oak. You're on the air. What's your name?
Asa, A-S-A.
Asa. Hi, Asa. Good morning.
I just want to know if you guys are not spooked by the idea of drones flying over your head. How do you know who they are? How can anybody know if we don't have a protected airspace of the United States, and they've got Mexican gangs creeping over the southern border down there flying with guns in their hands. I mean, somebody got reported they've seen them down there in the media's reporting nothing. There's a war down there on our border.
Oh, there is. There's been a war there
border,
for...
I forget. We're farther away, but down there you've got Mexican gangs flying over your border, and nobody's talking about it. And here is the government, apparently, or somebody with drones, trying to protect the world against us. Now, I'm tired of being protected against. I have lived a long time, and I have been free most of my life. And I have not had any eagle eyes staring at me, and I have not needed protection from any eagle eyes staring at me. Nor do I believe those eagle eyes are having any good in mind for me personally.
Well,
Asa,
sorry to interrupt you, but it does sound like you're experienced human being. You've been on the planet for a while. Answer me this.
I'm 82 years old, and
the world is much different today than it was. Just 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Absolutely, but there's no reason for us to be less free. That is still a word, and there's no reason for us to be less free and to have to be put upon by the United States government, especially one run like this one is, which cannot run anything. And to think that they think that we personally are a threat to them. They think that people that would fly an American flag are a threat. I mean, come on. This is just the whole thing is so upside down and bass backwards. And you folks have been dumbed down for longer than we did. We actually grew up when we had free education, when we had free speech. Nobody worried about us being politically correct.
Yeah, well, don't get me on the PC trip. I'm not a politically correct person all the time. I believe that political correctness has destroyed the fabric of freedom of speech in our country and our the whole idea of what our country was founded on.
As I
mentioned at the top of the hour,
News Radio.
Fight those damn drones. They've got drones flying over all kinds of places. No, not over us. If they're flying over us, they've got to be somebody else's and not ours.
I'm not too familiar with what is – this is a new topic for me. I literally just started looking into it last night and this morning. I'm not familiar with too many private organizations or corporations that have drones.
Exactly.
But I'm less worried about that. I'm less worried about a private institution having a drone than the government. The government being able to flag all our borders, I want to see the laws be very specific in what they can and can't do. And if they're going to be flying over in our airspace, then I want to make sure that they have certain rights or certain limitations in what they can't do.
No drones in our air. None. Zilch. Nada. Not American.
And so how do you protect yourself and your – well, in your case, you guys are farther from the border. But if you were in a border community how else would you expect the law enforcement or the government to be able to monitor thousands of miles of the U.S.-Mexican border without putting thousands of people there?
I think they should have a person in their airplane. Or else, if they have any drones of ours, they should be clearly marked American drones, and so they would not be confused with these other gangs that are coming over and bringing really worse things into our country besides drugs. I mean, Evil. So guys are...
Well, the idea of the drone is to be secretive, to not be seen as it's flying over so people are not aware that it's there. So, I'm sure that any person who knows the drones and has researched them and looked at them through, some binoculars would be able to identify ones that were probably military and ones that were not. I'm sure they're distinctly marked in some way.
Well, all I've got to say is the way this country is operating, the way its foreign policy is, and the amount of time it takes the United States side is less than the time it takes the foreigner side. I really do believe that we citizens have a right to be eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And that's what the individuals need to have. Be protective of your liberty. It is the most precious thing we have in our freedom of speech. It is another thing that's more protective. And we, if we're going to have those little things flying over our heads, we better be damn well sure that it's a friend in them, and we should not allow even a friend to have freedom of our skies. Our skies should be operational just for us, you know, flying.
Sure. No, and I agree with you. I agree with you. If we're going to start to move into this type of a territory to help protect the citizens of our country, it needs to come with ground rules. It needs to have, you know, limitations on what they can do. It needs to be very specific. It needs to be well-funded in advance and not something that they're going to try to, you know, fund along the way as our federal government typically likes to do. But I would agree with you. You know, it does need to – we need to protect our civil liberties at the same time without invading them. And that is always the toughest thing, I think, in this situation.
Well, it is the most primary. And you guys have just – Virginia, are falling down on the job. You younger folks just have lost the interest in protecting your liberty.
Asa, that's where I'm going to have to stop you right there and cut you off because I don't like generalizations. I'm a 39-year-old man. I'm well-educated. I read excessively. I think I'm very in tune with what's going on in our country. I am not happy. That's why I'm on the radio. So I would appreciate if you wouldn't generalize so much. I think Americans are waking up. Let me speak for a moment. I think, unfortunately, the biggest problem that we have in our country today is education. The minute we get our government out of controlling our education, this country will turn around. Our government today is dumbing down our children. They are not teaching them about the Constitution. They are not teaching them about truly what this country was founded on. And it is killing this country because our children today are growing up without any understanding of what this country was founded on and their liberties. And they are being taught progressivism in our schools, and so they are taught that they are entitled to everything and a job and a house and insurance and food and everything else. And that is not what this country was founded on. This country was founded on the opportunity. Work your butt off and you will succeed and get somewhere in life. It is not a handout.
You give me courage. There's still breath in the old birds yet.
I really appreciate you calling. Thank you so much, Essie. You have a very good day. All righty. Well, boy, the phones are lighting up already. We're going to go ahead and go to Dan from Santa Clara. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, amen, brother. You're a man after my own heart. What was your name again? I didn't get it.
My name is Rob Gardner.
Rob Gardner. Okay, nice to meet you. My name's Dan.
Dan, nice to meet you.
Thank you. So Marshall was talking earlier about the contrail thing.
Yes.
And I heard that program with Corey and I actually called in to talk to him about it. But it was right at the end of the show and I didn't really get to say much. But basically, I'm here in Santa Clara and I did notice a large amount of contrails up in the air on that particular day. And the strange thing, I was up at about 9 a.m. and went outside and noticed, wow, this is a beautiful day. It was bright and clear and sunny, not a cloud in the sky. Then all of a sudden, when I heard the program, I went outside to take a look to see what all the fuss was about, and I counted about 35, 40 contrails up in the air right above the sky where I was standing, and I kind of monitored it throughout the day because I work at home. I could do that. I just kind of went outside every once in a while to take a look, and the sky just kind of turned from that bright, clear sky to kind of a grayish haze throughout the course of the day. And by the end of the day, it was almost kind of overcast. And the next day, of course, yesterday, it was really, you know, bad weather, you know, gray and rainy. So, and you know, and I've heard things about, you know, cloud seeding and weather modification and stuff like that. I'm not necessarily a believer of that, but you know, if you believe that the government isn't capable of messing with us, of messing with things like that, if you think that people aren't capable of doing these things, you really need a wake up call. Recently, it was just found that whole moldy bread thing in France, when was it, back in the 1950s, was just declassified. That yes, in fact, the CIA had given those people bread that was laced with LSD. That's fact. You can look that up. That was just declassified. It's known. So the CIA does do things to people to there are evil people in government that are capable of very evil things.
Oh, sure.
And if you don't believe that, you've got your head up your rear end.
Hey, power, you know, when people have power, it's
right.
human nature to use it. And you know.
And see, most of us don't realize that because we have so little power. And,
true.
And we don't know what it's like to have that
well,
amount of power.
Well, if you've ever bumped up against that power, you know firsthand what it's like. As I mentioned
yeah.
at the top of the hour, I've become pretty politically active. In my community, actually, I have gone on a campaign here locally to be the write-in candidate for city council in my town. I have been unhappy with the way the city is run. While we have some great elected officials, they're just missing the mark. And currently in my community, which is Santa Clarita, California, we have two really good candidates that I have endorsed publicly, but that's about it. And the other ones are good, but they're just not quite ready. I'm a 33-year resident of my community. I'm actively involved in many organizations, from AYSO to the Boys and Girls Club to lots of the arts in my community, and felt that, you know what, maybe it's just time I step up and get involved and try to restore some of the foundation of what our country was about in our politics. And I believe that everything starts locally. You know, we have debates about things like illegal immigration and healthcare and things like that here. And a lot of people will push that and say, that's a federal issue. Don't waste our time and tax dollars here. And I don't agree. I agree that I believe that everything has to start local, because if I was city council member, I would then press people like George Runner and our governor and our federal elected officials to say, hey, this has to change. If you don't do it, I no longer endorse you. And I will make sure that people know in my community that you don't stand up for what we want.
Right.
And that has not happened. And, you know, people are so afraid to push the envelope or go against the grain or the establishment.
Right.
And rightfully so, right? I did in the last few weeks, and I've got a handful of people out there on the internet today in the last week who are trying to create character assassination on me, posting things that are lies and untruths and just, you know, garbage and nasty words and things and Twitter and everything else to try to damage me. And so my circle of friends know who I am. So we circled the wagons, and now we're going to take it on a little bit next week with a public statement. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and stick together with my allies, because we know what's true, and continue to move on. And I'm not going to back down because, you know, in this case, it happens to be some young liberals who are very progressive, with very, very progressive thoughts. You know, they want to destroy me because they're afraid. They don't like what I'm talking about. They don't like my politics. They don't like my agenda, and they're worried. And so the only thing they can do, because they can't debate the topics with me, is to attack me. And it's happening all over the country, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse as we get closer to these elections.
Well, what you're describing is the reason why most good people don't get into politics. Most of us simply just don't have the stomach to do politics.
Right.
Because most of it is just – it's so evil.
That is correct. That is correct.
And it's really hard to walk that narrow path of being a good person who stands by your principles yet also win elections. So more power to you, man. I really hope that success for you, and that you go on to bigger and better things later even.
I believe in term limits, so I do move on, it would be somewhere else within government if I do get into it, because I believe in term limits. I understand the argument, well, how do you get long-lasting things going? Well, every candidate should be working on a successor, just like, you know, you would do in a corporation, and not necessarily you want the same person there all the time, but, you know, they have to pass on what they're doing.
Right.
And I believe that the next person could come in and jump on board on those issues and carry them forward. But, you know, the last thing I want is another Ted Kennedy. I'm sorry. God bless his soul. But you know what? I don't want our country to continue to invest in lifetime politicians, career politicians. It has to end in this country.
Right. Well,
so personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd like to hear more. After this, I'm going to do a little bit more research on this chemtrail and comtrail thing. KSCO.com, I'll actually start a group or something, and some people can join that group. And if they want to talk about that, debate it, as well as bring some facts and some light to the issue, that would be great.
Can I bring up one more thing that's not political, actually has to do with the chemtrail thing as well?
Sure.
Just real quick. I've been wanting to get on the air about this for a while because I want to hear if anybody else has a similar experience. But I remember I grew up in Santa Cruz, and when I was about 10 years old, and this was probably in the late 80s, early 90s, there were these things that came out of the sky one day, these wispy kind of white strings, strings of like a filament that kind of came out of the sky. And I remember being standing there, at school in the schoolyard, looking up in the air and seeing these things falling, and they kind of fell all throughout the course of that day. And on the way home from school, I was seeing them on cars and on shrubs and on things. And I know it sounds kind of nuts, but this is something that I really saw, and I'm wondering if anybody else out there saw the same kind of thing. So, hello?
Okay, we're having some technical difficulties here, so let's do a commercial break. We'll try to get Rob right back. KSCO 1080.
Completing your landscape projects on time and on budget, call Swenson's Landscaping at 688-6350. Whether it's a commercial or residential installation, Swenson's Landscaping has been serving the Santa Cruz and Monterey Bay area since 1978. Swenson's Landscaping, your professionals in soil preparation and grading, irrigation and drainage, planting and erosion control, retaining walls and fences, hardscapes including interlocking pavers or flagstone for your walkways, patios, and driveways. Call Swenson's Landscaping at 688-6350. That's 688-6350 or swensonslandscaping.com. That's swensonslandscaping.com. Put your landscape plans into action. Swenson's Landscaping.
Spring is just around the corner, and your local John Deere dealer Pringle Tractor has the perfect equipment to make quick work of your to-do list. For a limited time, Pringle Tractor is offering 0% financing on compact tractors and utility tractors. That's right, 0% financing for 48 months. Make the big jobs look small with a versatile John Deere 2305 compact tractor. This workhorse features a diesel engine and hydrostatic transmission, and with over 80 available attachments and implements, your chores will be done in no time. For those bigger jobs, check out the new lineup of John Deere 5000 series utility tractors. These tractors have the power you need and the features you want. Stop by Pringle Tractor today and let the experts help you find the perfect John Deere to get the job done, and for a limited time get 0% financing for 48 months. Pringle Tractor in Watsonville and Salinas, or online at PringleTractor.com. Your local John Deere dealer for over 50 years. Offer ends April 30th, 2010. Some restrictions apply. Other special rates and terms may be available, so see your dealer for details and other financing options. Subject to approved credit on John Deere credit installment plan.
When it comes to dental care, you want to be treated with comfort, compassion, and competence. and we believe you deserve it. Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody in Santa Cruz. Listen.
My name is Terry. I am terrified of going to the dentist. I was referred to Guy Peabody, and they told me about the sedated dentistry. They're really great people. The first time I went, I had taken a pill an hour beforehand, and I sat down in the chair and took another pill. It was at least 3 hours later. I woke up, and all the work was done, and I didn't remember anything, and I hadn't felt any pain at all. It's so much better to walk in there and zone out and walk out 3 hours later and everything is done.
Dr. Guy Peabody provides a comprehensive approach to treating dental problems in the most comfortable ways possible, including sedation, laser therapy, and digital imaging. It's time. Take care of your teeth. Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 831-457-0343 or click on drpeabody.com. Wake up to a beautiful smile.
If electricity flows through it, you can do it with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman speaking up for the experts of electricity at Santa Cruz Electronics. Listen to what your friends and neighbors do with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits for school science project.
Need a splitter.
4-camera shoot.
Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server for doctor's office.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can do it. With the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444. That's 479-5444. Or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. You can do it with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Hey, it's MZ. I want to share some personal health information with you. Last year at this time, I was out of commission in terrible pain from kidney stones. I found out firsthand that what I had heard all my life about the indescribable pain from passing kidney stones was true. I had 3 different surgical procedures in as many weeks that required hospitalization and general anesthesia. I got great care from my wonderful urologist who finally declared me stone-free. Now, about a year later, unfortunately, I've got stones again, and some are even bigger than the ones I passed last year in dreadful, crippling pain. But something is very different. No pain. How can that be? Well, the one thing I can think of that I'm doing differently from last year is that now I am taking large doses, 14 a day, of the premium quality essential fatty acids, or EFAs, from Doc Wallach's company, Youngevity. For years, I've heard that taking EFA supplements is vital for good health, since the body cannot manufacture these good fats. Now, from personal experience, I am a believer in the Youngevity EFA supplements. Besides keeping your organs and other body parts nicely lubricated, EFAs are said to be good for your brains. Maybe it's my imagination, but I do feel smarter these days. But you tell me if you think I sound smarter with each new commercial I do. I've set up an easy website where you can go online and buy this wonderful product that I recommend you start using immediately. Go to radioefa.com. That's radioefa.com. Read about the product and purchase it online at the wholesale price of $41.50 and save 30% off the retail price as a reward for having such good taste in radio stations. Seriously, do it and start taking these EFAs regularly. And while you're there, check out Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the new great-tasting powdered drink mix that, together with EFAs, provide all the vitamin, mineral, and amino acid nutrition all of us need to feel better, be healthier, and live longer. www.radioefa.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Rob Gardner filling in for MZ on KSCO AM 1080. You can visit us on the web at ksco.com or call in at 831-479-1080. This morning, we started talking a little bit about the drones and that program going on in Arizona on the Mexican border. I had a call in about some chemtrails and last spoke with Dan about that, and previously Asa, who has concerns with the government getting involved. Just wanted to quickly let everybody know we are on the web at ksco.com. I actually started there is a political group up there, so you can go ahead and register on ksco.com under the community tab. Sign up. Go ahead and join. Be active. Post your comments, your questions, your stories, information you have about any of the topics that we talk about on the air, not just for this show, but for any of the shows, actually, ksco.com. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go ahead and pick up Lisa. Good morning, Lisa. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. I heard about the man that called earlier about the filaments he saw in the sky.
Yes.
Actually, those are like the little baby spiders that shoot their spinnerets through the sky, and then they float on the air. I remember seeing that back in the 70s. And
okay.
It's just baby spiders flying around. So it's nothing treacherous or bad.
All right.
So that's
all right.
What I
so,
wanted to say.
So the whole Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, what they
right?
do, they when they're hatched, they just point their little spinnerets to the sky, and it's like little parachutes carries
yep.
them up, and there they go. And I saw that back in the 70s when I was in junior high, so it's pretty cool. So it's nothing
bad. All right. Well, thanks for clearing that up. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All right. You're listening to KSCO AM 1080. We're going to go right to another caller. Scott from Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
Hello there. I was calling in about the chemtrails. I wanted to suggest to some of the listeners to get on their computers and Google biological attacks on U.S. cities. That's a good start. The YouTube also has videos about chemtrails. One of my favorites is the Pink Floyd song Blue Skies, while it shows chemtrailing. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cities across this country being chemtrailed at all altitude, desert, mountain. And I'm sorry about the girl that just called up to talk about floating spiders, but when we see those clouds with those long shrimp-like legs hanging under them, the Air Force admits that nanotech sponges are being dropped on the clouds and grabbing moisture, taking moisture out of the air, and that shrimp leg spiders falling from the sky thing that you see, that's what's going on. The American Skies Protection Act of 2000 was passed in Congress. There was one sentence that the Air Force would use chemtrails, one of the first times that word appeared in public, to control weather, but it's beyond that now. What we know about HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, is these chemtrails are putting heavy metals,
not to be confused
barium,
with AARP.
Aluminum oxides, yes, and they're bouncing frequencies off the clouds. They call it scalars, and you can lay on the ground and watch them do this. This is the clouds that are very flat, whatever happened to three-dimensional clouds, but these flat ones, you can watch them vibrate. You can watch them change shape just in a blink of an eye, but you got to keep your eyes open. And I'm sorry that so many people are dead set against what's going on in this strange times we are in. But everybody needs to wake up now. Everybody needs to stop arguing, learn what conversation is, start picking up books, going to the library, Googling it up. There must be 1,000 examples of chemtrails on the YouTube with actual people investigating, including our own university here that has collected air samples with barium in the air. That is a radioactive isotope. Aluminum oxide, which is highly poisonous to any human being and all animals. Just Google it up, biological attacks on U.S. cities. When I lived in Los Angeles many, many years ago, some 800 people died in one day because of a biological attack. Thousands and thousands of more flooded into emergency rooms from L.A. to Riverside. Anybody today that does not know that condensation occurs at 30 to 35,000 feet only. The temperature has to be negative 30 degrees. The humidity has to be 80%. I learned this in sixth grade science. So please, everybody, start learning math and science and stop watching TV. talk to each other about it, show each other about it, bring out the printed evidence from the Air Force all the way across. And what a tragic thing about that LSD experiment in France. Right. That was a biological attack. So please, everybody out there, keep your eyes and ears open. Be open to conversation. Exchange information. That is the heart of this country, to have our free speech.
Great.
And when someone walks up to you to ridicule you, they are not informed. When someone walks up to you and attacks you for it, they are not informed. Have solace in yourself that I'm carrying the knowledge, I'm spreading the knowledge, and no one is going to stop me, the individual.
Agreed. So as I mentioned, I know that firsthand, and you are right. People, you know, it's tough. It's tough at first. I tell you, I had a rough week this week. It's the first time I've actually had somebody try to attack me and employ character assassination online for me unjust. And I'll tell you, you know, by the third day, I started laughing. By the fourth day, I started to feel sorry for these people. And now I just realize that it comes with the territory, and I need to, you know, surround myself with my base of people who know who I am and encourage me to keep going and keep the fight up. One thing I'd like to ask from you, Scott, as well as Dan, he's called back in and we'll jump to him next, is I went ahead and created a discussion on the KSCO website under my page, under the political section called Chemtrails in Our Skies. I would be grateful if you, as well as Dan, anybody who has information can go there, sign up on the website, post some links, post some information for the people in the community, people all over the country who can read up and follow us. We've got one place here that we can go to and follow the research that you guys have done and the information that you guys have. I think more people would like to know about it. And one of the reasons the KSCO website was rebuilt was to provide more interactivity with the listeners and the community as well. So it would be great if you guys could jump on there and give us some more information so we can continue to follow up with this.
I'd like to part just with a quote from Samuel Adams in 1776. He says, "It doesn't take a majority to effect a change. It takes one individual to fire the imagination of all the others, and there's where the change will come." So
thank you on that.
Be American.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate that. We're going to go back to Dan here quickly. Dan had some clarifying points.
Yeah, sorry to call back again, but I got cut off before, and so I just hung up because I wasn't sure if I was still on the air.
Yeah, we had a little technical difficulty, so I appreciate you calling back.
No problem. So, Lisa was talking about the spider web thing, and that's not what I saw. Actually, I know what that looks like, and I've seen that before, and this was completely different. These things were huge. There's no way a spider could have made these things. They were probably a good, because I saw one on the ground, so I know what it looks like. It was probably a good 4 or 5 feet in length and thick. There was a lot of material, and when we saw these things in the air, I wasn't the only one. A lot of my friends saw them, some teachers, you know, a lot of people saw these things in the air, and there was kind of a buzz about it for a couple of days afterwards. They were high up there. They were like, you know, based on what I know now about how things look in the sky, they're probably about, you know, maybe 500 to 1,000 feet up in the air.
And you were able to see them from that distance?
Yeah, I was able to see, because they were big, and when the sunlight hit them, they were, like, shiny. And actually, one of them was on the ground, kind of laid across a shrub, and I went up to it and looked at it closely, and it was bundled together by some kind of like a band. So it looked like it was man-made. It didn't look like it came from any kind of an animal.
Did you keep a copy of it?
And I wish I had saved it, but, you know, I was like 9 or 10, and I didn't have the foresight to do that. But I kind of touched it, one of the pieces of the strands, and it kind of dissolved in my hand and made kind of a sticky, like a sticky consistency on my hand, almost like a glue, and promptly washed it off in case it was something, you know, something dangerous or toxic. But no, it wasn't from an animal. It looked like it had been maybe dumped out of an airplane or something, but I'm not going to speculate on that.
Just for my own, because I'm kind of curious. So what you saw as a child laying across a shrub, I mean, how big was that? How was the thickness or diameter of?
Well, that's why I'm saying, that's why I know what the size was, because this thing was, probably a good, where it was bundled together, probably a good inch and a half, 2 inches in diameter, And the thing was long, and it was like, imagine like a nylon rope that's all frayed and it's all stranded rather than being bundled together. It kind of looked like that, like thin, you know, filaments that looked like they may have been bundled together, but then kind of separated out. And that's kind of why they were floating in the air, because of the fact that it was kind of like a sail floating in the air.
Interesting.
I imagine they even had some pretty good weight to them.
Would you do me a favor, Daniel? I think this is, you know, phones have lit up about this. Would you go on
the
KSCO
website? I'm
going to
sign up on the forum right now. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that right now.
Post some information up there. Let's get a discussion on that on the KSCO website and see what other facts we can bring to light for this and see if it's still going on. And, you know, the research that you guys have done, maybe websites, YouTube videos, things like that would be very valuable if you guys could post those in that discussion for others to read as well.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Rob Gardner filling in for MZ on the Saturday special, KSCO AM 1080. You can visit us on the web at ksco.com or call in if you'd like to talk. It's 831-479-1080. We're going to go back to Marshall, who started this whole conversation off with chemtrails. Marshall.
About 3 years ago, I was on Whiskey Hill and Freedom, and my friend drove up from Eastlake, and it was the same thing, dude. Those were not spider webs. There ain't no way.
So you saw something too thick?
They were falling from way too high, way too wispy, and way too much like a cloud. Spiders spin webs, you know, but this, it was like a sticky cloud coming down. And we were looking at it, and he was trying to tell me that it was spiders, and I told him no way. And then after looking at it for a long time, he said, you're right, that isn't spiders. There's no way.
Well, I'd love to get my hands on something and take it over to the college lab over here and dissect it. Those kind of things
actually
intrigue me.
I didn't take pictures, you know, I was just like, it was Twilight Zone.
All right, so here's for the KSCO audience out there. If you have any knowledge of this, if you've got pictures, if you've got facts,
if you're not blind,
we'd like to see, go to the KSCO website, go to the community section, find the group there for politics. In there is a discussion I started.
Or just get more people to call in that actually saw it. You couldn't miss it. It's all the way
right.
From
we'd
East
love
Lake
to hear
to
it. We'd love to hear more. We're getting up to the top of the hour. We got to take a break.
Thank you, bro.
But I really appreciate Marshall for your call and bringing this topic to light for the audience.
Bye.
All right, we are listening to Rob Gardner on AM 1080 KSCO. You can visit us online at ksco.com or call in after our break at 831-479-1080. Topics so far have been chemtrails, talking a little bit about the local elections coming up. I threw a little bit in there about the drones as well, which had a little bit of topic conversation as well. If you have information about that, would love to hear you. Some other things we'd like to talk about today, whereas the schools. I brought it up briefly about how I believe the best thing we can have for this country is to get our schools out from under the government arm. It was a great start. Appreciate what happened. But at this time, I think privatizing our schools is going to be a much better way to go. We can get some good history teaching in there and get away from some of the controversy that has come up over the last few years, especially with history and history books and how that's been changed. So, again, call in at 831-479-1080 or visit us on the web at ksco.com.
KSCO Santa Cruz, and we join Fox News already in progress.
Whipping along the coast, upwards of 40 and 45 miles per hour.
Fox News meteorologist Dominica Davis. A Colorado woman, Jamie Paulin Ramirez, has reportedly been detained in Ireland in connection with the alleged plot to assassinate the Swedish cartoonist who mocked the prophet Muhammad in one of his drawings in 2007. The American, one of seven people arrested in Ireland this week. That roundup, a triggering event for the unsealing of an indictment lodging terror charges against another American woman, Pennsylvanian Colleen LaRose, who went by the name Jihad Jane. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Here's another encore presentation from Fox News Channel.
Catherine, it's nice to see you.
Hey, Greta, how are you?
Catherine McPhee goes on the record.
I downloaded the brand new CD, Unbroken, so it's fun to listen to, so you must be incredibly excited about it.
Oh, yeah, thank you. No, it's definitely been a journey. It was about a year and a half that I worked on it. I took myself out of the whole craziness of living in L.A., coming off of Idol. And
you worked on this in a number of cities, though. Where did you work on this?
I went to Nashville. Actually, the head of Universal, Doug Morris, suggested that I go there because there's so many great songwriters there. About half the record I wrote myself, so it was definitely a more personal record this time around.
It seems to me that that you enjoyed doing it. When I was listening to it today, it actually seemed like it was something that was as much fun as watching you on Idol.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and I'm also so excited I'm on your show.
But we're excited to have you.
Be listening for more encore presentations from Fox News Talk.
A burgeoning German scandal involving pedophile priests now getting pushback from the people around the Pope.
The Vatican's in full damage control today as it attempts to stop any efforts to link sex abuse in the German church to Pope Benedict. Benedict was known as Joseph Ratzinger, Archbishop of Munich from 1977 through 1981. A Vatican spokesman saying today that it's pretty clear people in Germany are trying to tarnish the Pope, but that the effort's just not working. In Vatican City, Greg Burke, Fox News Radio.
It's stiff upper lip time for the CEO of British Airways, appealing to customers for patience and understanding as the airline faces a strike threat from cabin crew staff.
You're going to see British Airways coming together in the interests of our customers to do whatever we can to ensure that this great company continues to fly. And I can guarantee you that that's exactly what the people at British Airways will be doing over the weeks ahead.
Willie Walsh, speaking with our sister network Sky News, saying the airline's been in intense negotiations with the unions representing cabin crews. Major League Baseball now deep in the heart of spring training, looking to Asia as a mushrooming region to cultivate new fans, with the LA Dodgers now on a road trip in Taiwan.
In recent years, you've seen a number of Asian players make big league rosters from Japan, from Korea, and now from Taiwan. And baseball sees this market and others like it as a great place to grow. They hope more teams will come in the future. The Dodgers playing this three-game series in 4 days. They jump on a bullet train at one point to head to the southern part of the country, then fly back Sunday night. The round trip, 27 and a half hours, but players, coaches all say it's definitely worth it, and the trip's been a hit. In Taipei, Taiwan, Adam Housley, Fox News Radio.
Well, if your heart sinks when your stocks go down, be aware that may just not be a random feeling. There's a major new study out of North Carolina's Duke University indicating more heart attacks appear to have occurred at the start of the recession as stock prices plunged. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. I got your forecast here for the weekend. Today we've got partly cloudy skies early, then mostly sunny this afternoon, a high of 59. The north-northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly clear, low of 39. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 64 with the northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Current temperature is 63 degrees outside KSCO studios here in Santa Cruz. As far as your King of the Hill traffic update, I don't have anything to report right now. 475-1080, if you got something you're running into out there on the roads. And the official time is 11:06 and 27 seconds on this Saturday, March 13th, 2010. Up next, we have got the second hour of the Saturday special with Rob Gardner filling in for MZ. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
Okay, welcome back. Rob Gardner filling in for MZ on the Saturday special. You're listening to Kate.
Sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
All right. Welcome back. Rob Gardner filling in for MZ on KSCO AM 1080. The phone lines are open. You can dial in at 831-479-1080 or visit us on the web at ksco.com. I went ahead and created a couple of groups up there. You can visit the KSCO website, click on the community button. You can register and become involved. We've got a whole social network website up on the KSCO website. You can invite your friends. You can create discussions, create groups, and post comments there as well. So we'd love to see people sign up. It's already very active with several hundred people have already signed up already. So we'd like to see you online as well. All right, so the top of the hour, we talked a little bit about some of these chemtrails. I'm being educated on it today, a little bit more about what that actually is, and have asked some of the visitors to jump online and give us some more information, some facts and some links and things that we can research on. Also touched a little bit about the drones and what's going on in the Arizona and Mexico border with the government piloting a project of with these drones to monitor the borders and illegal aliens coming across. Also would like to open it up a little bit about the local elections and what's going on in your neck of the woods and see if you have anything to talk about there. And we'll open it up for anything else as well. So call us at 831-479-1080. Well, I'm just doing a little bit of research on these chemtrails online after the last callers called in and went to Google and searched this. There's a lot of information. There's about a million results just on chemtrails. So it actually has a lot of people talking about it, has a lot of people concerned about it. I don't see it specifically here in Southern California where I'm at, but it appears to be a pretty hot topic in many areas of the country, including Santa Cruz. So if you have more information about that, do call in or visit us online at ksco.com and join the discussion group on our website. Just reading a little bit this morning about a couple of things going on in Washington, one of those being the health care and the continued push by President Barack Obama to get that passed through the Congress. And senators are now starting to push back again. And so it looks like the Democrats still can't get all on the same page for health care. I personally believe they should scrap it and start all over. I'm one of those who just thinks that you just when the foundation of something just doesn't work, you got to start over. And I think many Americans are voicing that opinion. Unfortunately, the Senate, a lot of the people in the Senate and the president are not hearing us. So we just need to speak a little bit louder and let them know that we need to start over. How do you do that? You call your local congressperson. Let them know that you're not happy with the current situation. You're not happy with the current bill. You think it should be scrapped and started over. It doesn't matter if your representative is a Republican or a Democrat or any other party for that matter. Just give them a call and speak your voice. Be heard. Let them know so they can go back to Washington and do the job for the people. One thing to remember is they work for us. We don't work for them. Also in the news, President Obama is preparing to overhaul the No Child Left Behind. On Fox News, they've got a story about that today, talking about how on Saturday, today, the president is going to be rewriting America's controversial educational law and preparing students for life after high school and a place for better teachers at the blackboards. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that he wants to create – more possibilities or better possibilities for people to get higher education. Not too sure. Have to read a little bit more about that. If you have any information you'd like to share about that, would love to hear it. Call us in at 831-479-1080 or on the web at ksco.com. All right, so no one wants to talk about chemtrails. Nobody else out there has any more information about it, or maybe they've all gone to the web. We'll have to go online and see what people are saying about that and if the callers from the last hour have more information they can share. Let's see. What else can we talk about today? Meg Whitman. Wow. A lot of money being spent on her campaign. It is March, and in Southern California, I can tell you, I can't go an hour on any TV station without seeing a Meg Whitman campaign advertisement. They're creative, I have to say that. I personally, in my career, have worked directly with eBay and her team, and very smart woman. I think she has a lot to offer. I've got my concerns, I'm sure, as many people do. But I'd like to hear more about what she has to offer. I've heard her three bullet points regarding her campaign, government spending and schools and such. But I'd like to know, where does she sit with big government or small government? Spending isn't the whole story. I'd like to see where she sits and her beliefs between government and the free market, how she plans on addressing those issues if she gets into her elected seat. So if you have any concerns or questions or comments about that as well, I'd like to hear about it. Right now we're going to go ahead and take a caller from Gordy. Gordy in Boulder Creek, you're on the air.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
I have seen everything that people have been talking about coming out of the sky. Back in, it was about 1987, I was in Arkansas going through a lightning storm, and a state trooper had stopped his car in front of me. He got a big glob of something that fell out of the sky in his windshield, and it just kind of dissipated, went away. It dissolved, which was quite amazing. I worked in the field of physics most of my life. I was also in the Navy for a number of years, and I would see on occasion what you call gossamer webs that would float across the Pacific. Typically, you're lucky if you can see one, but these are spiders that extend a filament, and they can fly completely across the ocean. And then later on, it was around 1991. I'll have to check my journals. But I was up here on the mountain. I'm at 1,000-foot altitude. And I looked at the sky, and I noticed there was something going on, but I had a hard time focusing on what was going on. When I did, I saw these things that looked like, well, the best description, they looked like man-o-wars, these giant jellyfish with these filaments hanging down. They were irregularly shaped. It looked like originally they had been something that had these streamers hanging, but it had got caught in breezes and kind of tangled up. I'm at 1,000 feet here. They were flying over me at about 100, maybe 50 feet in the air. And it was real difficult, to see these things. But this sounds exactly like what I think Dan was talking about earlier that he had seen down there in Santa Cruz, and this was about the same time. And since then, I've been keeping my eyes on the sky, and I've been observing these chemtrails. I know what contrails look like. I lived in the Bay Area as a kid during the jet age, and we used to see sky rockets. We used to see jet aircraft, and the things that they would emit, the vapor cloud that they would emit, would diminish over a period of maybe a minute or two and disappear. These, what I call chemtrails, don't. They disperse, and they will just mess up your day. what would be a nice, clear day like yesterday was in the morning. Then these things come along. You can see them tailing behind these white aircraft at very high altitude. I've seen the aircraft with the binoculars. They carry no identification marks on them. They poop this stuff out in the air. It doesn't dissipate like water vapor. They continue to spread out and get more. They make the sky more give off more scattered light, and difficult for a person to see at any distance, especially up in the air. I don't know what they are. I am aware of a lot of research has been going on, that people have collected samples. In the early days of this aerosol, it was purported to be a number of protein complexes similar to what we call water thickeners that are used in cosmetics and also used in dye lasers. That's where my familiarity came, with these substances. Then later on, it changed to kind of a powdery substance. Also, barium oxide is used in what we call integrating spheres because it is a very good reflector of across the spectrum of light. So it gives a scattered effect when it's dispersed. It causes all kinds of problems in viewing things at a distance. I don't know what this is all about. I have speculation that I don't care to bring forth here. But there is definitely something going on. And I hope now that enough people have reached critical mass here that we can do some serious investigations into this and get something to happen in revealing what is going on here. Let the people know what is going on. These things are obviously carried out by either our government or combination of governments. They're the only ones that have the resources to pull off these large-scale operations and also to keep the secrecy behind it.
Now, you said these planes are unmarked. I mean, as far as I know, with the exception of military planes, every plane in the sky has to have a tail number.
That's correct. You'll see an N, and then another number follows if it's private aircraft.
These aircrafts that are I don't want to use your term on the air, but, that are leaving this behind, do they not have a tail number?
I can't see if they do have a tail number. Usually these are very high altitude, and they're above the height that the normal, traffic occurs here. I'm in the direct flight path for the northbound planes heading into SFO. These planes usually...
I've flown over you about a million times then.
They're tens of thousands of feet higher than the craft that comes over here. The craft that come over here typically are 8,000-10,000 feet, making an approach to SFO.
Right.
These are up there, I'm just guessing, but 25 to 35,000 feet.
So they're flybys. They're going directly over, not in any descending pattern at all into
That's
any local
correct.
Airport.
That's correct. And at that altitude, with good pair of binoculars, I have some 1050s that are very high quality. I can make out the shape of the aircraft. There are no windows that I can see on the side of the aircraft. They are white in color. Even at that distance, you can tell if a plane is a dark gray or if it's got a stripe on it. These are not marked that I can see from the ground. There could be a number on the tail, but that would be obscured, by the lower, the ailerons and the rear wings of the plane. These are very large jet aircraft, something on the order of a 747, or a larger craft. They don't appear to me to be any type of, commercial airliner or civilian craft. I also have seen on some of these websites pictures of planes that they claimed were these that were, emitting, these substances out of them. Some of them been spotted in places like Latvia. It's not a local phenomenon. There's reports around the world.
Oh yeah, when I did a little when Marshall first called in and I started doing a little research online here, as I mentioned, there's 1.2 million results just for chemtrails.
Yeah, and I don't think it's any kind of mass hysteria. Like I said, I don't claim to know what's going on here, but I can't deny my lion eyes.
Sure.
Yeah, and when people do try to find out what's going on, they reach dead ends or they reach somebody that won't make a comment that probably does have a part of the puzzle but can't reveal it
sure.
for fear of losing their job or their friends and family safety, the typical things that you hear about when something's going on that you're not supposed to know about. So the best thing I can do is to continue to monitor what's going on and to talk with other people about it. I'm not so afraid to talk about it now as I was back then, because people just think you're crazy or they just,
sure.
They're not interested. It doesn't affect
them. Well, it's always the first few people who bring light to something that is either unknown or controversial become the nut jobs, right? I mean,
I've been about 20 years ahead of the crowd here on most things. I worked in advanced research for many years and even had difficulty explaining what was obviously going on to somebody with a PhD or a higher engineering degree, and I just pull my hair out. Your theory, this can't happen, but here it is. For example, I built one of the first high-powered ultraviolet lasers, and all the engineers didn't believe it. Well, I lit a cigarette off the invisible beam, and that made them a believer. If it there was a high power.
Well, laser. I guess it depends on where you sit. I think if you're someone who has to have some faith in a higher power, maybe it's a little easier for to have faith in something else.
There you go. That now you're getting right to the heart of the matter. That people that have faith in a God and believe in something bigger than people can, take their knocks. They can absorb it. They can move on knowing the nature of humans. Those that don't believe or don't have their spiritual act together, as I put it, will grab onto whatever the social group tells them to.
And I think that's very clear if you go back and don't read regurgitated history, but you read history from the sources and the foundation of our country. One of the things that you will notice, and as I've found out recently, is how important that faith was to our founding fathers and the framework of our country.
Well, just to the advancement of the human condition is absolutely essential that there are people that believe that there's something better than these concocted schemes or paradigms that are generated by humans. And what you just mentioned here, it's very important that people do their own research. And today there's very few people that actually do, baccalaureate-type research into something and find out the facts and don't believe what is passed on to them as hearsay or the common belief system. That's very important. We're losing a lot of that. People joining up with groups, and they lose their identity. They don't feel that they can handle themselves as individual human beings. They are not autonomous. Well, thank you very much for the time, and I hope your day is better.
Gordy, thank you for calling and shedding some light. Again, visit us online at ksco.com. If you have more facts and information you'd like to share specifically on this topic, there is a new discussion group on the website about that. We'd love to hear some more. Thank you very much. We're going to go to my co-host, Marshall. Marshall, are you there?
Thanks, bro. Look up in the sky right now. You'll see two contrails.
I'm going to have to go look through your eyes. I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, I'm telling the listeners. The other day on Thursday when Corey had the show, there were chemtrails everywhere. This is what I saw in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. Contrails. They're different than chemtrails. They dissipate. All you have to do is look up, and anyone that can debate me, if they want me to call back and debate me on why you wake up to a clear blue sky and they start spraying this crap and it turns into a bunch of patterns, excuse me, I'm you know, a little feisty, but because how can intelligent people not look up at the sky and realize what's going on? Because I see it. How come you don't see it?
You know, maybe people just take it as – maybe they don't know. They look up. They say, oh, that's just airplanes landing or whatever, and don't look into it further.
But you
just
wake
take
up
the
in the
status
morning,
quo
blue
and,
sky.
Hey, that's just the way the things are.
Wake up in the morning, there's blue sky. You see one go across, then two, then 30. And then it comes 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and all of a sudden it stops. Is the sky really changing that much that you don't see that there's a time and a frame, and some days it happens and some days it doesn't?
So after this is in the air, I mean, what happens? Are you seeing, you then have cloud cover or?
No one has any idea. That's the scary part.
Because I lived in Montana in Big Sky or Bozeman for a while, and I could tell you, the skies in Bozeman and Big Sky could change within about 35 minutes. You can go from absolutely blue skies, not a cloud in the sky anywhere, and then within about 35 minutes, it's pouring rain.
But this is progressive, and it starts out with blue sky, starts with one streak, goes to 30 streaks, and then in the afternoon it goes away, and today there's none of it. And today
this is cloud
Thursday.
Seeding, right? You're not talking about cloud seeding where they're actually trying to join
they won't say. That's the scary part. Is it cloud seeding? If it's cloud seeding, just tell us, hey, we're seeding the clouds.
All right. Well, Marshall, thanks for keep calling back. Again, go online. You know, we'd like to hear some more of these facts on KSCO.com.
There's something going on. I guarantee it.
All right. Well, thank you again. If you have more facts, let us know. Call back in. Appreciate it. Thank you, Marshall.
Hey, it's not facts. It's just look up.
All right. Everybody in Santa Cruz, look up. Call us. Tell us what you see. We want to hear about it. All right. Let's go to Brian. Brian's been on hold for a while. Brian, welcome. You're on the air.
This is Brian. Yeah. I'm in Salinas, and I have often I'm 60 years old. I've been observing this sky phenomenon for a long time. I saw like, stringy stuff falling down on the street here as my wife and I would go walking around, and it was not spider webs. It came after a plane had passed. You could see it falling for thousands of feet, and you look up, and it was like an aurora kind of a thing in flowing matter, and it landed on the trees, landed on the cars, landed on the telephone wires, and I let it land on my hand, and the strange thing was is it slowly disappeared. It just kind of vaporized into nothing. I tried to catch some into a plastic bag. By the time I got it into the bag was empty. So whatever that stuff was, it didn't work too well. But that was the beginning of their spraying program.
Have worked very effectively. Maybe the ultimate goal was for it to dissipate and, you know, break down to a matter that becomes easily ingestible, breathable, getting into our waters or getting into our soils.
Getting into our lungs, yeah, because there have been many, many cases where people actually went to hospitals and investigated how about respiratory problems, and they were saying, yeah, there's an abnormally large number of respiratory problems, and then that would all stop, you know, after you'd hear it once or twice, and so that was kind of interesting, and then they went to different materials, they started spraying. There was actually a picture. I don't know if they successfully debugged it or not, but there were tubes inserted into the trailing edges of the wings, and supposedly they were spraying material into the sky that way. Oh, another interesting tidbit. At the tail end of Read My Lips, Bush One's administration, there was a purchase of, I think it was 739 or so, Boeing 757 tankers, and it was for a black ops program. The only thing that was in the news was, are we going to buy these or are we going to lease these? That was the only thing that was in the news. We were going to get them, and it was all for a black ops program. Okay, well, nobody knows whether it was bought or leased, but they're up there flying right now. I'm sure that those are the ones, because they have all kinds of capabilities, fly-by-wire, where they're just totally unoccupied, and they can go and do their thing. Another anecdotal observation, the chemtrail planes are clearly here. I've been in Santa Cruz working, and I've seen them there. It's the same phenomenon. They will fill this Salinas Valley, 20 miles wide, 100 miles long. They'll fill the sky at certain times. And then east of here, because of the prevailing westerlies, the east of here in the next 7 to 10 days will have tremendous weather that's just unseasonal, such as several years back there was in Illinois in January a 23-headed tornado that wreaked havoc on an Illinois town, well, a number of them, but one of them in particular, a theater was, a 100-year-old theater was crushed by a tornado, one of these 23-headed things. And people died in that phenomenon. That was preceded several days earlier by a heavy, heavy seeding where not just three planes, but six planes had been up here for most of a week seeding the sky with this chemtrail. I mean, it was an XY checkerboard pattern. And when they do this, then they have other phenomena. Check this out. They use radars called NEXRAD, and they're all over the place. They're huge, huge radar systems, and they can actually push or pull or hold in a parking pattern, the cloud pattern. And this is for weather control. You can search such subjects as chemtrails. You can search such subjects as weather modification, weather control. Clifford L. Carnicom, I believe he's in Albuquerque, he's in the South. Excellent man, impeccable credentials.
Well, Brian, wow, you seem to have a lot of knowledge on this. Would you be able to share some of this on the website in our discussion that we created this morning?
I could eventually. I don't have a computer at home. I'd have to do it at the library, and that would take some time. But yeah, I'd love to.
Sure,
do that.
We'd love to hear some of this. It sounds like you've got a lot of information that these people who are interested in knowing more about this could find. If you could visit us online at ksco.com and sign up. Join the discussion. Give us some of those facts. I'd appreciate it. I'm going to move on to some other callers just because the topic has lit up the phone. So
good.
I want to make sure that we hear from some other people, but would like to see you online. Go ahead and add me as a friend if you like. We have a social network there. We'd love to love to hear more about it. All right, we're going to go ahead and jump on the phone here with Michael. Michael from Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
Hi. Good morning. I have to be one of the ones that also witnessed yesterday the situation with the airplanes. One fact, you know, that I noticed is that they fly way higher than the typical commercial planes. You know, the commercial planes, usually they spray, you know, with the heat of the engines, then the water evaporates, but it disappears really quick.
Right.
And then the rest, the other ones, they stay, you know, they stay and they start forming clouds really quick. People are not watching anything. I mean, very few people bothered to look at the sky, but it was very, very, very clear yesterday, you know, that's what was happening. So,
well, great. I'm glad you called in. I appreciate, you know, hearing more and more about it. Again, you know, I'm just asking people to jump online. Let's keep this discussion going and bring some facts and some light to this. You know, if you have pictures, you can upload them as well and share those as well with people.
I think the last caller had a good point. I think it has to do with just keeping the water in the area, you know, like for the Central Valley for agriculture or something.
Right.
Because but it's obviously at a great expense for the taxpayers to have those guys fly and dump things, you know, whatever they do, you know.
All right. Well, appreciate you calling in.
Sure.
Hope to see you more online. Folks, we're going to have to take a quick break here. We'll come back with Maria just after the break. This is Rob Gardner filling in for Michael Zwirling on KSCO AM 1080.
For completing your landscape projects on time and on budget, call Swenson's Landscaping at 688-6350. Whether it's a commercial or residential installation, Swenson's Landscaping has been serving the Santa Cruz and Monterey Bay area since 1978. Swenson's Landscaping, your professionals in soil preparation and grading, irrigation and drainage, planting and erosion control, retaining walls and fences, hardscapes including interlocking pavers or flagstone for your walkways, patios, and driveways. Call Swenson's Landscaping at 688-6350. That's 688-6350 or swensonslandscaping.com. That's swensonslandscaping.com. Put your landscape plans into action. Swenson's Landscaping.
Spring is just around the corner, and your local John Deere dealer, Pringle Tractor, has the perfect equipment to make quick work of your to-do list. For a limited time, Pringle Tractor is offering 0% financing on compact tractors and utility tractors. That's right, 0% financing for 48 months. Make the big jobs look small with a versatile John Deere 2305 compact tractor. This workhorse features a diesel engine and hydrostatic transmission. And with over 80 available attachments and implements, your chores will be done in no time. For those bigger jobs, check out the new lineup of John Deere 5000 series utility tractors. These tractors have the power you need and the features you want. Stop by Pringle Tractor today and let the experts help you find the perfect John Deere to get the job done, and for a limited time get 0% financing for 48 months. Pringle Tractor in Watsonville and Salinas or online at PringleTractor.com, your local John Deere dealer for over 50 years.
Offer ends April 30th, 2010. Some restrictions apply. Other special rates and terms may be available, so see your dealer for details and other financing options. Subject to approved credit on John Deere credit installment plan.
In spring, a man's thoughts turn to golf. And Pro Golf of Santa Cruz is going to help your thinking with a red-hot spring swing sale. Go to Pro Golf of Santa Cruz today and get in on spring swing clearance prices on Cobra, TaylorMade, Titleist, Adams, Mizuno, Ping, and Odyssey. Get woods and irons and the bags to carry them in. Pro Golf of Santa Cruz is clearing out the old to bring in the new, which means great clearance prices on top-to-bottom golf clothing, headwear, outerwear, shirts, gloves, and shoes. And hey, win closest to the pin at Pro Golf's indoor driving range and take home a pair of Sharks tickets from your friends at KSCO. Hurry, the spring swing sale ends soon at Pro Golf of Santa Cruz. Gateway Plaza on River Street, phone 831-426-GOLF, 831-426-4653.
Hi folks, Warren Knox here. How many folks out there are planning to grow a garden this year? Well, with all the rains this year and the weeds, preparing your soil to grow anything will be challenging. Unless you grow the things you like in a Knox Garden Box. I've been building the Knox Garden Box now for 40 years, and I can tell you it sure makes gardening fun and easy. Built locally here, and if it's green you're into, there's nothing more green than sticking your fingers in the soil and growing your own food. We'll show you how easy it is. For information on the Knox Garden Box, you can knoxgardenbox.com us, call us at 461-9430, or visit our showroom in Scotts Valley. We'll be at most home and garden shows throughout the state. Look us up. We can deliver just about anywhere. So if Mom in Minnesota loves to garden, we'll ship it right to her front door. Okay, thanks, folks.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Hello, I'm Congressman Sam Farr. It's tax time. And individuals who make under $14,000 a year and families making under $49,000 a year can take advantage of free volunteer income tax assistance. These are trained volunteers. They help you claim all your tax credits, including the earned income tax credit. And refunds can take less than 2 weeks. For more information in Santa Cruz, call 460-2359, and in Monterey County, call 211.
Welcome back. You're listening to KSCO AM 1080. You're on with Robert Gardner. I'm filling in for MZ today on the Saturday special. You can call in at 831-479-1080 or visit us on the web at ksco.com. We're going to pick up where we left off and jump right on the phone with Maria. Maria, you're on the air.
Hi, Robert. I live in Felton, and yesterday there was this huge cross in the sky, and so I knew it was a chemtrail. I've been following this for a long, long time, and I've read a lot about it. There's numerous websites, but the one that's made from a local woman is called Chemtrails 911. And if you go there right now, there's right on the front page of the website, there's a great big convention that's going to be held in Asilomar next week about chemtrails and weather modification. And I don't know what everybody said, but I've only been listening for about 15 minutes. But it's true. It's chemtrails. There's chemicals in there. There's about 59 elements, including barium and aluminum. It does cause people to get sick, very sick, with respiratory, upper chest ailments, pneumonia, asthma, and that's been documented by several people. They are government planes. They are unmarked. And a lot of times when they fly over Santa Cruz and Felton, they fly and there's no commercial airlines flying at the same time. They are estimated to fly at between 30 and 40,000. My dad was a captain in United Airlines, and those planes fly around 20,000, at least over our skies here. And they turn a blue sky into just a milky whiteness. And if you watch them, if you start seeing them, they're very silent because they're so high up. You'll see a streaks come out. There's actually two streaks on each wing that come out, and they start pluming and mushrooming, and then they grow into these long hair-like things, and then they can grid a whole sky. One time when we were up at Lake Tahoe, it was my husband's birthday, and we were outside having lunch, and here come the planes. And they did like this huge, giant tic-tac-toe board over the whole lake. And it was a beautiful, warm day, and it turned into this cloudy, milky white, and a high wind came up. That's also what they can do. They can change the wind patterns, and they can bring storms. So it's all speculation, but a lot of people think that they are doing weather modification and seeding the skies for rain and storms. And a lot of people think that they're tied into HAARP and NOAA and H-A-A-R-P. You can also go on the website and type in this guy's name, William Thomas. He is a Canadian journalist. He's been watching this stuff forever. He has written books. And you have to type in William Thomas, not Will, but William Thomas. His websites morph from time to time, so I just always type it in. But he's talked about this in conjunction with other chemicalizing of our society that
sure.
People are into.
Well, Bree, I appreciate the call. There's lots of other callers who keep calling in. I even saw some discussions online on the KSCO.com website. rebuttal to the argument. So would love to hear more information that you have, and if you would be happy to take that information online into our discussion, provide us with some facts. It seems to be controversial. Now I'm starting to hear some other ends of the story. So, you know, maybe it's just an educational process. Maybe it is, you know, more research needs to be done. But I do appreciate the call. Visit us online at ksco.com. Jump on the conversation and let's learn some more about it. As I mentioned earlier, this is kind of new to me. It's not something that I have followed. It's not something that I see above the skies here where I am in Southern California. So it is a little bit new to me, and I'm learning as we go along on this show. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to jump on the phone with Evergreen.
Hey there.
Live Oak.
Hey there, yeah. Yeah, it's true what these people are saying. I really thank them for calling in about this. It'd be just real nice to have a blue sky, just a plain blue sky sometimes. But it is these checkerboard grid patterns that they spray up in the probably approaching the ionosphere. And that lady who was talking about HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, which means high altitude atmospheric
Scott brought that up.
Yeah, Auroral Research Project. Well, what they're doing is they're working with a grid antenna up in Alaska. You can look that up. But I think that the barium and aluminum salts are probably conductive of the electricity that's shot up into the ionosphere from HAARP. But I also have some DVD documentaries. If you're interested, I get them to you, and you can watch them. This Clifford Carnicom that the woman was talking about, just www.carnicom, carnicom.com, and he's extensive research on there, and lots of links to different other people who are doing research about it. It's the kind of thing that just, I'm a real peaceful person, but it makes me wish I had a rocket launcher.
I think we could all use one of those, right?
I don't know.
Well,
me and Warren Zevon,
society, you know, is a robber going to come and knock on your door if there's an 80% chance you're holding a gun? No.
I hope not.
So,
yeah.
But
me and Warren Zevon.
No, I appreciate you coming in and sounding on. It does sound like this is a topic that has a lot of interest in the area.
Yeah.
Up the phones.
Are you interested in me sending you some DVDs?
Yeah, go online on KSCO.com, and you register in the community section, you can request me as a friend.
Okay.
And I'll get you the information. I'm actually down in Southern California.
Sure,
yeah,
I understand.
I'd like to take a look at them.
I'll be happy to send you stuff on HAARP and also on the chemtrails. I've got extensive library on this kind of thing, so I'd be happy to send them to you.
Great. Well, I'll see you online. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and try to get through the rest of the callers here real quick. The next one is Jeremy. Oops. Jeremy, please call back. I'm sorry about that. Had a little difficulty there. We're going to go ahead and jump on the phone with Ming.
Yes.
From Santa Cruz.
Yes, it's obvious what they are, I can tell you at this point, because 90% of the people around you, people you know, have already been infected. They're pod filaments, and we're sending them via remote aircraft from the planet Mongo. If you've seen the movie Body Snatchers, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, it's almost complete. It's past the tipping point. Resistance at this point is futile.
All right. So you're saying that they are from outer space?
Yes, I am sending them from the planet Mongo.
All right. Well, thank you for clearing that up for us. I really do appreciate it, Ming. Tammy, what do you say?
Hi. I say from an airline manager's statement, C.E. Carnicom, on behalf of the author, it says when we didn't ask them why they just rigged military aircraft to spray these chemicals, they stated there weren't enough military aircraft available to release these chemicals on such a large basis as needs to be done, and that's why the Project Cloverleaf was initiated to allow commercial airlines to assist in releasing these chemicals into the atmosphere. The barium and the aluminum has long been known to be severely toxic. They're giving it to us in our foods. Prozac is also a big thing now, that it's the second most widely used drug in the world. And there's other things involved here besides chemtrails. The spraying is significantly increased just before a storm front moves in. If the weather report calls for rain, get your camera out and start looking and take pictures of the jets laying the long chemtrails in the sky because they don't dissipate that often. I saw it on Thursday also. I was like, I hope somebody's talking about it on the radio because my radio went out. But this is a very important subject, and I've noticed over the years that in particular, when it's a really nice day and it's just like the first day of spring, you think you're going to go out and go to the beach, suddenly the planes start coming in and ruin the day. You know, it's just like this overall thing of it ruins our feeling. It gives us a feeling of depression. It says that it's causing, in particular, the extremely low frequency radio waves can penetrate almost anything. And there's an emergency network, Ground Wave Emergency Network, GWEN, has posted 8 special powerful transmitters, and 3 of them operate here on the West Coast. And it's suggested, now this is from my friend Gordy up in Boulder Creek here, he says that this is for people who are interested, that some of the monarch mind control slaves are receiving the Prozac. It causes people to become suicidal or homicidal, and they can use these towers in 3 different angles to help stimulate one person that they're working on, a controlled person, to cause acts of violence, anarchy, or murder, to help ensure anti-gun legislation. So there's a lot of things involved in what our government's trying to do, and I really don't believe that the health care is really going to be for our health. If anything, it's going to be to detract from our health and make us think that the government's taking care of us, when in fact they'll probably use a lot more than just vaccines and chemtrails.
You mean nationalized health care, single payer, yes, or what's going on currently in Washington?
Yeah. The joke that's going on, it's just a matter of control. It's a side view of what's happening with our banks. The fact that, you know, it was said many years ago that a standing army is more fearful than banks controlling our money. And right. Yet that's been the situation for the last 100 years. And you're right about education. I believe that homeschooling is the way to go. If you send your kids to public school and have them taught by strangers, don't be surprised when your kids come home strangers.
That is true. Your kids are gone from you 6 to 8 hours a day. You know, my wife and I, it's a debate we have every year, whether we're going to keep our kids in the public school system, homeschool them, or send them to a private school, whether it's non-denominal or Christian-based. You know, I've actually pretty involved. I run a web development company here in Los Angeles, and I've got lots of churches and lots of private schools as clients and have researched them all. You know, my tough thing with it is, if we take all of the kids and the smart kids or the Christian kids out of all the school, what does that leave? And I don't think that's necessarily the right answer. I personally, you know, my wife and I have left our children in the public school, and in doing so, we have developed a open line of communication with our children, and they come home and they bring things to us. They bring, you know, questionable teachings and comments home to us, and then we discuss them. And it's given us an opportunity to be parents, to be involved with the schools. My wife and I both dedicate time to the schools and volunteer actually in the classes or at the district level. And I think that's really what should happen, is parents need to stop thinking that the schools are ultimately responsible for education, and parents need to be involved.
CAVA, K-12. It's a program that was inspired by, I don't remember his name, he wrote the book of children's virtues, William, I forget his last name, starts with B. But he started the school system. There's like 3 million people now who are homeschooling in California, and
yes,
this particular system is one of the best because it's really based historically on God and the influence that he's had on our culture and the influence of what God has been through trying to prepare this nation to be a godly nation. And I think that the fact that the young people really aren't getting the history, religion is being taught in a very much sidelined way. It's pretty much, you're not even allowed to say the word God in school without a teacher saying, oh, we're not allowed to talk about that here.
And your children need to educate your children to stand up for what they believe in and to push back on the teachers. You know, our schools teach a religion, and let's just call that out right now so everybody knows. Our schools do teach a religion. They teach atheism.
They teach individual secularism.
And
that's what's killing our country, because we
right.
can't no family can exist if the members don't serve each other. You know, if you take a look at your hand, if you have just your fingers and not your thumb, there's not a whole lot you can do with your hand, you know, in
that
terms of
correct.
Picking things up. We have to work together, and I think the children, in terms of what they're learning in school, what I saw was they were inundated with the attitude that they can do whatever they want, their parents don't matter. Just as long as they get the grades and go through the, sitting in the seat, the teachers get their paycheck, that's all they want.
Well, and I mean, we've even heard politicians and authorities tell our children they know more than we do. They are smarter than we are. And that, I don't want government telling my children that. That's not their place. Let me leave this with you. We're going to take one more caller before the end of the show. You know, one of the things, I just bought this book. I'm waiting for it to be delivered. It's called The 5,000-Year Leap, A Miracle That Changed the World.
Uh-huh.
And I've talked to several people who have read this book already. I've done some research. I've listened to some people on the Glenn Beck Show have talked about it,
mm-hmm.
and who have it has completely changed their mind. And I bought this book so I can quickly read it, but I'm going to give it to my children. I have a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old sons and a daughter who's younger who will read it later on. But it's an easy enough book that a child or a young student can actually read it and grasp the concepts, and it really does set the framework for our government and really how things should be, and it opens up people's eyes to see how government should be ran in our country and how it's changed. And I think, you know, I don't want to pull my kids out of the private schools or the public schools. I'm sorry. I don't think that's the right answer. I think parents just have to be involved. They have to do their part in education. They need to ask the questions. They need to also be part of the educational process and educate their children on their own ideals, their own beliefs, and what they know in life, and not just leave it up for the schools. My personal opinion, parents have gotten lazy. They need to be involved. And if they're going to be involved, then this is the way to do it. Talk to your kids. Do your own research. Go to the source of the facts and not something that's been regurgitated for the last 100 or 200 years.
Yeah,
get the information to educate yourself, and then educate your children. Because if your children are in the school systems and they hear things that are wrong, if you've given your children enough information and they're comfortable, they will speak up. And that's how we start to get changes. Get involved in the district. There's something that I saw on the Glenn Beck Show last night about you can go on his website and you can download information about creating a scholarship in your town, getting kids to read this 5,000-year leap book, write a story on it, and then put together a scholarship for the winners. It's a great idea to get kids and families to read this book, because – and I'm not – you know, I don't want to sound like I'm totally endorsing it, but I've heard so many great things about it. I think that people should be looking at it and not just taking schools – to teach our kids completely and parents not being involved.
Well,
I'm on a one-hour break, Tammy. I'm at the end of the show. I'm sorry.
K through 12. It's a teacher online. We could have a nationalized curriculum. Things could change if we use the computer.
That is correct. Thank you so much
God
for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are getting down to the end of the hour here. Scott, I can take your call. You have about 10 seconds.
I'm calling back about the physicist who talked about the ultraviolet thing. I was on West Cliff, and I saw some blue beam going across the sky. I mentioned a bunch of my buddies surfing. I stopped people walking by. Had about 30 people out there watching these blue beams go across the sky. We took pictures of it and turned it into 9/11 Chemtrail Santa Cruz. You can see the blue beams there if any of you doubt it. It is a photograph my buddy and I took. The Air Force attacks in Iraq using chemtrails are on YouTube. There's a good documentary called Aerosol Crimes. And the lady
Scott, I want to cut you off there because we're going to have to end the show. But, you know, that's great information. If you could put that online in our discussion for others so they'll have it there. So if they didn't catch it on the air now, they can go online at ksco.com and they'll be able to read more information about it, get the facts, be able to research some more, go to the other websites. If you have any books or publications or anything else like that as well, it would be great to share that again on ksco.com. Go to the community section, sign up, and then join the discussion topics. There are several of them there. You can also create your own. You've been listening to KSCO AM 1080, the Saturday special. Rob Gardner filling in for Michael Zerling. Again, visit us online at ksco.com. Continue the debate, continue the discussions that we've talked about today. Sign up, and we hope to see you online.
KSCO Santa Cruz, and we join Fox News already in progress.
Reportedly killed, another 50 wounded in the attack. The former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has been hospitalized in Seoul, South Korea, where he'd been attending a security forum and meeting with the South Korean President Lee Myung-bak. Kissinger said to have suffered some kind of stomach ailments. The 86-year-old, who was President Richard Nixon's national security advisor before becoming Secretary of State in both the Nixon and Ford administrations, will reportedly be released tomorrow. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Oscar nominees galore lead this week's Fox Light DVD release roundup. The six-time nominated Up in the Air features George Clooney as a job terminator for hire, Anna Kendrick as his young idealistic trainee, and Vera Farmiga as the frequent flyer woman of his dreams. Truly a film for our trying times. And the six-time nominated Precious has newcomer Gabourey Sidibe as the young, illiterate, obese, and pregnant title character with a resigned and bitter Monique as her mom. Her life struggles are vividly and heartwarmingly portrayed. And on the lighter side is Old Dogs with John Travolta and Robin Williams as best friends on the verge of a huge business deal when seven-year-old twins suddenly enter their thoroughly non-paternal lives. And get the free Fox Light podcast at foxnewstalk.com or hit up the Fox Light blog at foxnewsradio.com for even more. In New York, Rob Moorer, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
President Obama with a new challenge, the intention to revamp his predecessor's No Child Left Behind law.
Unless we take action, unless we step up, there are countless children who will never realize their full talent and potential.
The president, in his weekend multimedia speech, planning a switch from penalizing schools that fail to rewarding those that show progress. For the Republicans, it was party rising star Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts, again pushing the GOP position that President Obama's health care reform effort has been a time waster during a recession.
The president still hasn't gotten the message. Somehow, the greater the public opposition to the health care bill, the more determined they seem to force it on us anyway.
Brown calling the administration effort on health care, quote, bitter, destructive, and endless. Wall Street's fortunes now seen as being linked to the health of people who play the stock market.
Could this have anything to do with this? One study at Duke University in North Carolina suggesting more heart attacks may have occurred as stock prices crashed at the start of the recession. Researchers comparing those treated at the hospital to the NASDAQ stock index numbers from January 2008 through July of the following year when the economy started to recover, finding that as stocks dipped, heart attacks rose. The trend weakened when it was factored in that heart attacks are more common in winter. However, other experts say the issue is worth studying nationwide because stress can lead to heart attacks. Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio.
Police in Berlin have released a man they had suspected of taking part in last weekend's $300,000 robbery at a poker tournament there. They say there wasn't enough evidence to hold him. The majority leader of Utah's state legislature has resigned. 2 days ago, Representative Kevin Garn acknowledged he'd once sat nude in a hot tub with a 15-year-old girl. It happened 25 years ago, but Garn said that when he ran unsuccessfully for Congress in 2002, he paid the woman $150,000 to keep quiet about the episode. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Actually, good afternoon, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Get your forecast here for the weekend. Sunny skies today. High at 59. North-northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Low at 39 with north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Sunday, mostly sunny. High at 64. North-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds will be 5 to 15 knots. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet. And a northwest swell of 4 to 9 feet at 13 seconds. Tonight, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots. Be coming north 5 to 15 knots after midnight. Wind waves 2 to 4 feet in the evening, becoming less than 2 feet. And a northwest swell of 4 to 8 feet at 13 seconds. Sunday, we get the northwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Wind waves less than 2 feet. Northwest swell 4 to 7 feet at 12 seconds. And let's see here. I've got a KSCO King of the Hill traffic update for you. We got a couple things going on here. There was a traffic collision with ambulance responding Graham Hill Road at Crest Drive in Santa Cruz. CHP is on the scene. There was a black Dodge versus some pedestrians, one on a bicycle. And so that's a little issue right there. Might slow things up. The other one we've got is a traffic collision. It's just happened at 1202 here, Soquel San Jose Road, Summit Road in Santa Cruz. CHP is on the way. There's a bicyclist that had an accident there. So that's the scoop for the update, 475-1080, if you have any traffic updates for me as well. And next, let's see here. We've got current temperatures. We got 52 degrees in Salinas, 55 in Watsonville. And in Monterey, it's 52. We're at 60 degrees here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. The official time is 12:07 and 18 seconds on this Saturday, March 13th, 2010. Up next, we've got Perspectives. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I'll be your co-host today. Joining me in the studio to host the show is Dr. David Biles and our very special guests, Dick Andre, Professor Glenn Chase, and Ruth Valdez. Thanks so much for joining us today. We have here what I call a full house, just barely enough.